Fortunately, the applicant's a lawyer, but I don't think that helps us very much.
That'd help me.
That is patently correct.
Mr. Foodway.
All right, so this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR RPC General Residential District Residential Planning Community to a GR RPC General Residential District Residential Planning Community to allow for amendments to conditions of approval for change of zone 1721, ordinance number 2295, for a certain parcel of land lying in Bingham, Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 154.72 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Milton Ellendale Highway Route 16, approximately 0.34 mile east of Holly Tree Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcels of District 235, Map 13, Parcel 2, 2.06, 2.07, 2.08, and Parcels 235, Map 13, Parcels 32 through 332. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, a site plan, and comments from the Sussex Conservation District Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's going first?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Pret Dyer. I am a member of Captain's Way Development. Just as a prelude to this, what has occurred was a change in our desire to move the clubhouse. So that has precipitated this public hearing. With me tonight is Mark Davidson of Pannoni, and I would like to submit just a review of the conditions, if I may, please. Essentially, there are two conditions that are being considered. The first condition is condition F from the original approval, changing to the following language. The amenities contained within phases 1, 2, and 3 shall be open and available for use by residents prior to the construction of the second phase of construction. In the original conditions, which was, I guess, an oversight on my part, in the rear section, which is actually phase 6 of the project, there are additional amenities. So we won't be able even to access that because the roads won't be in. So what we wanted to make clear was, as a developer, what I normally consider to be the amenities are the ones that cost a lot of money, which is the clubhouse and the pool. So that was, again, an oversight on my part. And we also wanted to move the clubhouse from the area to the new location, which is much more proximate to the entrance and more visible upon arrival to the project. So the condition F is further explained in the bottom sentence of the amendment explanation that we submitted to you, which states that the amenities to be built in phases 1, 2, and 3 shall include a clubhouse with a parking lot, outdoor pool, tot lot, dog park, and at least one pickleball court, and a natural surface walking path. A dark bus stop will be built along Route 16, and a school bus stop will be built within the clubhouse parking lot. That specifically interfaces with the amendment to condition P, which we are asking to be changed to: area to be used as a school bus shelter with parking for 5 vehicles shall be set aside in the parking lot for the community center. Both the dark bus stop and the school bus stop shall be constructed at the time the Del Dot entrance is also constructed. Again, we, with the help of Mr. Davidson, We've spoken to the school district, and for safety purposes, as well as, I think, again, the safety of the entrance, we have selected the area in the, in front of the clubhouse, which there will be 5 parking spots that will be earmarked for, and obviously, when children are being dropped off, they will utilize however many spaces are necessary. And the school bus stop will be located there as opposed to out on the highway. The reason that we tried to move it in again is that we've rearranged the parking lot so that the flow for the bus will also be much safer movement for the bus. The DART, excuse me, the DART bus stop will be located still along Route 16. The amendment to these conditions we believe to be both consistent with and actually an improvement to the previous conditions that were granted. And we have, our desire is to both accommodate and actually accelerate the construction of the amenity packages. And that ends our presentation.
All right, sir. Thank you. We'll see if there's anyone that has any questions for you. And we'll start once again with Mr. Hopkins.
Okay, so you're saying that when you, this was originally approved, the there was a school bus stop?
Yes.
And you, where was it located?
Out on Route 16.
And also there's a, you say a DART?
A DART bus stop as well that we're constructing, yes.
And where was it?
It located? Was in the exact same area.
So you had a school bus stop right beside a DART bus stop?
Yes, yeah.
And now you're going to relocate the school bus stop at the new proposed clubhouse location. So it'll all be
correct.
There by the clubhouse.
Correct. And by moving the clubhouse forward, it facilitated the opportunity to do that.
Well, that seems like that if I owned a lot in there, I'd feel a lot more comfortable with my kids getting on at the.
That's
not only that, but so how many parking spaces did you have out for the parents to park?
They were actually parallel spaces along the entrance road.
You had a few out there?
Yes.
But now the parents will just be able to park in the clubhouse.
That's
parking.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, I like that better. Now the phase, originally you were going to build the amenities after phase three?
Prior to the construction of phase two. So after phase one, yes.
So that's what, that still remains
the same.
Okay, so that's the same.
So we just wanted to clarify that one area in phase six, that the amenities would not be included there until we get to phase six.
And
actually, in reality, I think it'll well precede that. But
right.
Again, we won't have roads even cut.
And what is that? What are those amenities?
It's slated for an athletic field and an additional tot lot, which there were 2 tot lots required under the conditions of the first approval.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Davidson?
I just have one clarification. I think this is, I think your design is great. You spoke with the school district. Did the school district say, yes, put it there, and they'll bring the bus in?
I'll let Mr. Davidson. He's the one to speak.
Good evening. Mark Davidson, Pannoni. Yeah, we've been working with the transportation manager with the Cape and Lopin School District. We've given them several iterations of what we are proposing to do. They're working through the process right now of looking at how we're going to accommodate the school bus. I can tell you this subdivision is at the very end of this Cape and Lopin School District. As soon as you pass our entrance, you're into the Milford School District. So it makes sense in the way we, if I can blow this up, put a little bit more here, I can kind of.
I
The way we proposed it to the transportation manager is the bus will be able to come into this entrance here, stop. The kids will be, the way the clubhouse is being designed, there's going to be some open porches, so they'll be able to stand under the porch. And then they'll be able to come out this entrance here and head back that way. So it's a better movement for the school bus. And again, the transportation, again, we're talking with Cape and Loop, and they appreciate that, and they're looking through that right now. But
they haven't said yes.
Said yes for sure, but this is a much better, safer design, and they understand that. So.
Oh, I agree with you. It's a better, safer design, but they've been really kind of pills with other developments about
that's correct.
How buses go in.
But they, we also, this is a little bit different. This is a development that was required to have a DART bus stop, so we've kind of explained the reasons that having a DART bus plus a school bus stop in the same location was not really ideal. Parking spaces out front, we had five parking spaces right here. Mm-hmm. Kind of makes it an unsafe entrance. People coming in, being able to park, to have their vehicles parked here along that entrance, they appreciated that as well. So we're confident that they're going to find this in favor. And again, this being the end of the Cape and Lopin School District, the buses don't have to turn into the entrance to try to back out on Route 16, which I'm pretty sure DelDOT would appreciate that as well.
You're mitigating risk of people texting while they're driving down the road, running in the back of the school bus while it's trying to pick the kids up.
We've addressed all the safety concerns, and that's what is making it favorable for Cape and Lopin to approve this.
That was my only question.
Okay. I don't have any. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor? Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Staff over here? I don't really have any questions. I think it's a vast improvement. Unfortunately, the world we live in today, no one wants to drop their children off and leave them anymore. I would no sooner drop my child or grandchild off now than anyone else. So this is having a place to park. I think that as long as the circulation, Mr. Davidson, as long as the design is such that a school bus really can negotiate that parking lot, that's my only concern here is that that looks great on paper, but he has to be able to make those swings in real life.
Yeah.
Right? And that's one of the things that we've submitted to Cape and Lopin is we've done the auto turns.
Okay.
And we've showed how we can safely maneuver a school bus through that portion of the subdivision, the parking lot, and that's why the parking lot was designed the way it was so that it could maneuver that.
Okay.
Well, I'm with Bob. Whatever you design, add about another 15% to those radiuses.
Yep. Just make sure they can think, because correct, it has to be easy for them to do, or they're not going to want to do it.
That's correct, and that's what we're being asked to provide.
You need them to come in there like that. That's what needs to happen on that site, that's for sure. And all that being said, I still have the feeling of Jack Allen glaring at someone. So,
it's Mr. Davis.
You think it is? Yeah. Okay, then. Mr. Hopkins, if you would like, since we have quite a bit of an agenda left, I'm going to close this public hearing, but if you'd like to act.
Opposition and
oh, that's right.
Actually, hold the public hearing. Right.
Oh, my goodness. I beg your pardon. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of, what is this?
Change
of zone number 1873, Captain's Way. Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Thank you. It just seemed so obvious to me. I guess I was skipping right over that. All right, then. We're going to close the public hearing. Before I do, I'm just going to suggest, because of the length of the agenda we have, Mr. Hopkins, if you would like to go ahead and make a motion and dispose of this, act on this hearing, we can do that. So we'll close the public hearing and go ahead, Mr. Hopkins.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1873 for Captain's Way Development LLC to amend condition F of ordinance 2295 to state the amenities contained within phases 1, 2, and 3 shall be open and available to use by residents prior to the condition of the second phase of construction, and to amend condition P to state the area to be used as a DART bus stop and school bus shelter with parking for 5 vehicles shall be set aside I don't think I want to say that, do I?
The dart bus.
I don't want the dart bus.
School bus.
The school bus would be near the community center?
Let me start that sentence over again. The area to be used as the school bus stop shelter with five vehicles shall be set aside in the parking lot for the community center. Both the DART bus stop and the school bus stop shall be constructed at the time of the Del Dot entrance is also constructed. That's my motion.
Could I add just that we make this conditional to the Cape and Lupin School District agreeing? Because if the Cape and Lupin School District says, no, we're not going in there, then basically we've just jerked around a whole bunch of kids that they're not going to have a place to park in front. So I'm hoping that the Cape and Lupin says, yeah, do this.
It's a fair statement.
But if they don't, I would like them to have the option to say, well, we would like the parking up front so that we don't have 100 parents blocking the entryway.
I second the motion.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah, with the amendment.
So Janelle, you got that? Do you want to restate it for us, Janelle?
She said no.
Well, it would also be what Mr. Hopkins has stated, and then per approval of the Cape and Lupin School District.
Right.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Yeah, so moved and seconded.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of the change of zone number 1873 Captain's Way Development LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, that completes our public hearing for the